Morning. Anna had Kevin Sadat on TV last night. That guy has more encounters than I've ever heard. We have to do it by the word. He just gets to do it by encounters. So all you got to do is get there. Amen. And he talked about he was having encounter at the throne, and he was in that throne, and somewhere on the within it, he said it was a left side, and there was a hallway there in the throne. And the Lord went down this hallway, and he was trying to remember all the names of these doors. And one of them didn't have a name on it. And that's the one he went in. It was nothing there. There was no furniture. There's nothing in that room. But what was there was this intense love. I think he said it felt like honey, or maybe I said that. Home. Yeah, and he said the love was so intense in that room. And that room is available to all of us. If you understand, you don't have to have him come and get you and walk you in that personally. He did that to him to show you it's there. He actually already made the way for us here. And John, the greatest mysteries of all there'll ever be, ever, is John 14, 15, 16, and 17. There's no greater mystery anywhere. There's no greater glory anywhere. We can live our whole life and not touch that room. But it was his entire mission to reconcile us into the Father, to give us what he held. There's different ways to get there. There really are. You can get there by encounter, but then you got to wait for the next encounter. But you can live in that encounter for a while. You can get there, actually, you can worship your way in. It's very hard to do so. You can get in, but then trying to get there again is tough because you're looking for that realm. And once the glory manifests, it tells you it's there and tells you you're there. And if that glory doesn't manifest, then you walk away a little frustrated. How many know what I'm talking about? But to arrive somewhere all the time is going to require you to do it exactly the way he said to do it. And the last couple of days, he's intensely moving us back into this room of the Father. And it was in here all this morning. Just, I remember when he started opening these verses, this realm, when we first started teaching into it, I was afforded actually a grace to encounter this room almost freely for almost a year. And I didn't know it was a grace at that time. I actually thought it was my faith that got there. But it was actually a grace that allowed me to enter into this room and cut out a lot of the dysfunction that I grew up in, ministered in for many years. It's designed to do that. It's the power of his love that's far greater than anything you're going to see manifested here. I don't even know conferences can manifest that level. I just don't know that it can. It's too deep. It's too wide. It can detangle you and reset you and recalibrate you and cut off the enemy's entire design of your life. He can cut out dysfunction. It's a power unlike any power we have here. And it's all in that room. It's all in this realm that he wanted us to get to. Because until we actually learn to arrive there consistently, he can't really move us into the fullness of joint heirship like he wants to. You can see him move people to joint heirship. You can see people moving in realms they're not ready for. I did for many years. But the enemy will take advantage of you when you step out into realms you're not ready for. And God starts using you in realms. It's awesome when he does, but the aftermath of that, if you're not ready for that, the enemy can seriously create damage in your own life and around you because you're not ready for that level. But this room was designed to get you ready. It's a preparation like no other preparation ever. There's no greater preparation than this room of the Father's love. And it's not a room of visitation. It's a room of, because his visitation needs to come here. It's a room where you go, like we've learned, to go to him. But there's a lot of people that touch the realm of his presence there. But they don't quite touch the realm of his love. I can tell. I know the difference. Because the depth of this room won't leave you the same. You won't talk the same. You just, it transforms you. It's so transformational. And the Lord gave the keys of how to get here in the upper room. He told them exactly how to do it. And if you follow the way he said to do this, not only will he not leave you as an orphan, he'll make you a full-age son. And when he makes you a full-age son, then he'll introduce you to the Father's glory. And the glory realm of the Father, there is no end to it. There's no limitation. There's no end to it. It's the realm of the impossible. He'll introduce you to a realm that walk into him and begin to receive of a God, Father ordained plan, design that lives in his eternal being that's full of himself. So when he invites you in, you're not just seeing something, you're encountering the glory and the love of all of his thoughts and design for you. And he downloads that into you by of imagery and words. And that love gets downloaded. He downloads his will by love. And a lot of it's experienced that by like a prophecy will come to you or an encounter and you'll feel the faith and the glory of it. But that won't last if you don't know what to do with it. You'll feel like on top of the mountain, but it'll eventually wane unless you can get that encounter into the source from where it came from. And the key is getting your prophecy or your encounter back into the source of where it originated. Because that's where it's going to live and breathe. And that's where it's going to multiply. And that's where it's going to actually overtake you and fill you. The other day, Anna and I were caught up into this realm. We were in actually a future day. I don't know how to explain it. It was awesome. The honey of the Father showed up. Everything just turned to honey. The most beautiful realm ever. The one with promise, too. It was just amazing. And it came back here and it was with me most of the day. I'm like, what is this? He goes, this is the realm of the Father. Everything about the Father lives and everything about the Father is beautiful and everything about the Father is full and everything that comes out of the Father is creative. It's transformational creative. It transforms you. You wear it, feel it, touch it. In the realm of the anointing, you can just be used. Doesn't matter much about how you live, but in the realm of the glory, everything matters. Everything has to be right. To stay there, you got to be right. And you got to be right all the time. Amen? But to get there is what God wants. What he wants more than anything is to get us from where we are into this place of this room and get us acquainted with it. I'm getting reassembled in this room now because I had to go and teach in other things and finish this pathway, but he takes you right back to the source. And he told me, well, I was so caught up in this glory this morning, this love, glory, everything, Father. He said, everything works from this place right here. Everything, faith will work at a level you can't get it to work without this room. He goes, the kind of faith I need from my people can only work out from this room now. Because this faith that'll work by the Father's love is far greater than any other. It's not your love adding to faith. It's a love that encompasses in a fullness. It causes your faith to breathe life. And it brings you to another level that you can't get to without it. What he told me. He said, you're not going to get to what I want without this kind of love daily. He says, I want my people in this room more than anything. It's the highest realm of operation. It takes a lot to get there, but there's a lot of ways now we can get there. We have his words, but we also have, we have prayer meetings that can help you. We have prayers. We have a whole section now, prayers. There's a lot there. If you apply yourself, you can get there. If you want it. Problem is, it's hard to just tell people all the time what's there. Because we want to encounter God. But if you knew the beauty of it, you'd sell everything for it. Just in a heartbeat. The enemy convolutes that place fast. So you have to be trained to stay there. You have to be trained to be disciplined. You have to be trained to be focused. And he'll fight your focus all the time until you learn focus above all things. Mountains can fall to right and left, but focus. Because you'll protect your focus above all things because it's what will keep you there. It's what gets you there. And it's what will keep you there. And without it, you'll lose. The enemy is super skilled. That's why God likes to bring us out from this realm, because the enemy works too much here. He's got to get us out of this realm, and he's got to get us into where he is, into the realm of the Father. But there, that's where the Father likes you to be, because he's not fighting with you there. He's not fighting with the world there. He hives you where he wants you. He's not experiencing you with a divided heart. I love you. I love you, Father. I love you. I love you. And your mind's over here. How many of you have ever done that? I love you, I love you, I love you. And you can sing a song while your mind's solving some problem over here. Or your heart. With this realm, you have to have all of you situated there. But you learn to get there by faith. Now listen to this word he said in John 17, verse 16. They are not of the world. Let's say it like this. You are not of this world. As I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the way we read that is, we'll just read the word, sanctify my mind, sanctify my mind. That's not actually what he's saying there. He's not talking about that word sanctify is set them apart. He's actually wasn't talking about you reading the word here and being in receiving a sanctification by reading the word. He was talking about these words that he was giving like no other words in the upper room. He said, set them apart, Father, through the truth. And the word that I'm giving is the truth. Set them apart unto yourself. For the words I'm giving them this night in the upper room have the power to set them apart from the world. They have the power to separate you from the world system and bring you into a divine union with the Father. There's no other words like these that do this. This right here. There's no other words like that. The ones that he gave all through the book of John, but really in the upper room. These words understood and kept. That's the key, kept. Say kept. He heard, received, kept in the heart. They'll bring the fruition. They'll bring you into a place that's set apart if you won't let them go. And you learn how to move with the word, that imagery, with your mouth, the word, and focus. Say the mouth, the word, and focus. When you learn to do that one thing, every part of this realm that we operate in is done the same way. It's just a different focus. You might be focused on the throne of grace, focused on Lily's grace, but then you focus into that room. But it's still your mouth, the focus in that particular word. He said, these words can set you apart. He said it like this. While Kevin said I was talking, he also said that, he goes, that God will send his word and then he'll encounter you. And then he wants habitation in the earth. It's actually true. And the habitation is what's going to transform the world. All that's here, by the way. All of it. But he wants to bring you out before he comes here. He's not going to come and put his glory on an orphan. The enemy will eat you up. He'll share the glory. He'll touch the glory. When I say he set his glory on you to change a city, he's not going to do that. He has. I've seen him do it. And I've seen people's lives completely wrecked because of it. Because that glory is going to invite demonic principalities you're not ready for. Because they'll see that glory and they'll come after it. They'll move off a city to take that glory down. The principality of a city will come after glory. Not after churches, but after the glory. Because the glory, unchecked, will manifest the fullness of the kingdom of God. And the enemy will come after it. If you're not skilled, he'll come after it. If we're not skilled or mature, he'll dissemble that. So God has to let us grow in these realms and change us a lot. We have to learn that we can't just do the things we used to do and think we can carry these things. Amen. There is grace, though. Say grace. For all of us. But because there's grace, it teaches us to deny the ungodliness and to follow up into these realms. In John 14, here's a very misunderstood verse. I want to say this because I think you all know this, but sometimes I hear people saying that. I'm like, they didn't hear that yet. And sometimes these are all buried in a bunch of these teachings, in a sea of teachings. I want you to hear this. The Lord wants you to hear this. Verse 18, I'll not leave you as an orphan. I'm going to come to you. I'll come back. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me. And because I live, you will live also. You're going to see me. You're not going to see me with these eyes, but I will give you the capacity to see me where I am. I'm going to be in the spirit, but I'm going to let you see. And so a lot of times we look at that like, okay, prophetically, I'm waiting to see the Lord. And because nothing happens, we get frustrated. That's not the kind of seeing he was talking about. He said, you're going to see me through these words because the entrance of these words are going to give light and a wisdom. And I'm going to flood your body and your spirit man with the light of my kingdom. And your spirit man's going to see through an awareness produced and built by revelation of my word. And so I'm going to let the invisible seen by the realm of the spirit man. It doesn't have to be prophetically. It comes from the light and the revelation of his word. But you'll see it. Not here, you'll see where you're going, and it'll set a compass. Once he brings that in, he sets a compass, and your spirit man can automatically move to that compass because you can see where you're going. You're carrying the invisible realm. The first aspect of that invisible realm is to get you to where he is, to get you to the Father. Because everything about this realm revolves around the Father. Amen? I said this to you last year, and I'm going to say it again. The last day church will speak about the Father more than anything else. You had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're not going back to Azusa. That was for Azusa. We're going to the Father. You had the Jesus movement, but the Lord wants us to the Father now. He wants us to see his whole mission is to get us into the realm of the Father so we can operate and function the way he functioned and operate. He operated out of the Father. He wants us to operate out of the Father, but he can't operate out of the Father if we're not in the Father. And we don't know how to get in the Father. We have to lay down what we know to get to where he is. Sometimes it competes because I like all this and this and this. But all those things are going to mess with your compass after a while. We end up going nowhere but around a mountain. We have to be focused and fixed on what he said. Where are we going? To the Father first. If you haven't made it to the Father on a consistent basis, that's what he wants. Because all this other realm we're talking about, perambulations, won't mean anything if you're not in the Father because it's all on the other side or in him. And it's glorious. The other side, or the promissory realm of the Father, is just as glorious as the love realm, because it is love. He said, "You'll see me at that day. You shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me. You'll know this place of what I'm talking about. That day you see me, I'm going to show you where I'm at in the Father, and I'm going to show you your place in the Father." At that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father. Now, here's the part people, they miss this part. These are some of those powerful verses. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he that is that loveth me. And he's talking about getting in the Father right now. He's talking about being the Father. He's not going to shift it down. No, go keep my commandments. If you love me, go keep my commandments. He's not talking about that. He's talking about being in the Father, being able to see. He's talking about his words. He that has these words and keeps them. He it is that loved me. If you keep these words right here. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father. and I will love him and manifest him. And then Judah said, what are you talking about? Basically. Could you imagine walking with the Lord? He constantly, through revelations, it would spin the disciples' head around a 360. They were constantly asking, what is he talking about? I don't know. The last time I asked him, he rebuked me. Just act like you know what's going on. Say, yay, Lord. Amen. Because none of us know what he's talking about. He said, even in this upper room, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Though I send my spirit to extract these words for you. For without him, you're not going to know what I'm saying. Without him, you won't ever get to this place. He's the only one who's going to take these words and he's going to plant them inside you. And he's going to reveal them to you and give you a compass to go up my mountain. He's the only one that's going to get you there besides other people that have gone there. Right? He says that here in a minute. And so Chuck said, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not the world? And since Chuck asked that question, I didn't have to ask it. I only get on the answer. And Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, here it is, he will keep my words, these. If you love me, you're going to keep these. Because if you love me enough, I'm going to get you right here. I'm going to get you through the maze out there. And there's a big maze out there. You just don't know it yet. It's a huge maze that every one of us, I mean, this is it. This is the garden. And after you've eaten from that garden for 5 years, it's not the garden you want. And then you got another garden over here and you eat from that one, but it's not the garden you want. And there's another garden and you're eating all these gardens after 50 years chasing gardens. You still haven't found the one. But if you still love him and you keep him, he's going to get you here. He says, if you keep my words, my Father will love you. He's not talking about doing words. Get that out of the question. He's not talking about you doing anything. He says, keeping these words will cause the ascent to my Father. They have the power to get you there. And if they get you there, my Father will love you. Well, will he love me if I don't keep them? I'm quite certain he will, because most people don't. He loves you regardless. He's not talking about his love for you. He's unconditional. He can't but love. That's what he is. He said, but my Father will love you. He'll bring you into a love that's not of this world, and he'll love you transformationally. He'll release a transformational love into your heart, your soul, your body. And if you can get to this room daily the way I'm telling you to get there, my Father will keep loving you. But this is a treasure hidden in a field. This is a pearl of great price. And my requirement is you sell everything to get there. My requirement is turn your back on everything to get there. My requirement to give you my best is for you to lose your life to find mine. If you're willing to lose your life, I'll show you how to find it. I'll show you where I'm at. I'll show you this realm of the Father. I'll introduce him to you. I'll wait for the Holy Spirit to bring you to me, and then I will reveal him to you. And if you'll keep these words, my Father will love you. That love is so transformational. It's so glorious. And the Lord said, now faith is beginning to move us into this love. You're going to need, I'm going to give you a key. You're going to need to get there by his word and by faith. Why does he make it so hard? You ever wonder why that? How many of you ever go in there and you tap out? Everyone should raise your hand because everybody taps out. And when you're tapping out 4 days in a row and you get up here and then Justin's leading prayer and he's all up in the gourd shining like a light bulb. Telling you about all the glorious things God has done, like, well, good for you. God bless you, brother. And all these people coming out of the glory are so excited about the glory. They're wanting you to get there. I don't want to hear about your message right now. I'm tapped. I got a blockage. I don't want to hear anybody else coming out shining like a light bulb. Tell me how glorious the Father is, because I don't feel nothing. Why does he do that? It has nothing to do with that. But it clicks after a while. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going, and all of a sudden it clicks. Bam, bam, bam. I can tell you how many times people come to me being frustrated right here. Leaders being frustrated. Look, you're too far ahead. We don't know anything right now, but you're going to get there. If you'll do it. You will get there. If you'll keep his word, if you'll do it. Don't worry about who's in front of you. Definitely don't worry about who's behind you. But you've got to get laser focused. And you have to believe that there is a prize here. There is a glorious pearl of great price. A treasure hidden in the field beyond all treasure. Why is he doing it? I'm going to give you why today, if it'll help you. He wants your faith. Why? Because if he can get your faith active, your faith will override the mountain. It'll press through the veil. And if your faith can press through the veil, tomorrow your faith will press through the veil. And the day after that, your faith will. And 9 out of 10 times, you'll hit the mark. Not 1 out of 100. You can ride somebody's coattail for a while. He designs it that way. But he wants your faith because faith, like no other, can plow through. It can plow through because I don't need the feel to know I'm going to get there. Because I already know I'm going to arrive. All I got to do is keep it. Fix. Focus. Speak. Walk. Move. If I'm not feeling, I just move there now. I just move in. If I get so afraid, say, Father, I see. That is, you are in the Father. I am in the Father. I am aware that I am in you, Father. And I start practicing the awareness, and I'll keep going and going and going, and also the atmosphere will shift. Then, but see, if you're trying to get there waiting on an atmosphere, you're gonna get blocked, you're gonna get blocked out. He wants the precious faith, because everything's gonna operate that way. The stronger your faith, the easier it is to get through. The weaker your faith, convoluted faith, won't get through the veil, get tapped out. But if you get tapped out, you're going to start going like this. Oh, this looks like God. You'll start wandering around. When you start wandering around, you lose your focus. When you lose your focus, if you're going to be wise, if you're unfocused, get with somebody that's very focused. Don't walk around unfocused people, because all you're going to do is wander around all the time. If you want to arrive, get with people who know how to get there and do it on a consistent basis and lock in. Hey, it's okay to have a weakness of being unfocused, but you've got to get with somebody that is, and you've got to be accountable to them and say, listen, help me with my weakness and focus. I find myself unfocused all the time. That's okay. God can handle that kind of thing. But you got to lock in with somebody who is. Say, be my eyes for a little while. Let me just carry me for a little while till I can get back in. But if you walk around unfocused people, walking around unfocused people, you're all just running around somewhere. You're never going anywhere. That's where the church is. Right? So as we focus in these words and we lock in and we get the kind of faith that can press through a veil, God says, you got something now. You can cut the mustard. You can cut the atmosphere. I have a whole series on keeping his word. Teaches you how to keep the word. I have a series on 3 teachings, unlocking the inheritance of the kingdom within. It's called awareness, practicing awareness, Holy Spirit, atmospheric thieves. If you learn the awareness of those 3 teachings, that's everything. It's the same thing for every part of the mountain. It's the same thing coming down. It's the same thing in this incredible venture God has us in. We're still doing the same thing. It's incredible. You don't change the method. You just change what you're focused on. It's still the same deal. If you would learn that one, it's everything. Focus awareness. Acknowledging every good thing that's in you. In Christ. Focused acknowledgement. It's everything. Locking in. So I try to go somewhere and nothing's happening. What do you do? Lock him with somebody who knows how to get there and start listening to revelations concerning the realm you're trying to tap into. If you're trying to tap into Lily's grace, you need to listen to the Lily's grace. If you're trying to tap into the Father's love, you need to listen to the mysteries of the kingdom and listen over and over and over. People don't understand about the Cody and they say, well, how does he make it so easy? He listens to teachings 10 times a day. He goes, oh, I just listened to that for my 8th time. He goes, I finally got it. 8th time. That means the 2nd, 3rd, 4th time. He didn't, when he said got it, your mind could have got it. It's your spirit that has to catch it. Because when he says got it, he means it came alive. Now I can move there. Because now it's alive, I can see it. If I can see it, I can go there. You have to see it in the heart. If without that compass, you're going to, where are you going? You're going to try to go somewhere you can't see yet. And don't do this either. I'm trying to see this realm of the Father. And you're up here like this. And Father, you're going to show me this room with the lightnings and the thunders and the glory and the emanating light. Come on, Father. And nothing happens. And it's like, even if you're a seer, seers can work against you if you're a seer. Because if you don't inhabit what you're seeing. I had to work with some of the seers in the church because they could see. And I'm like, don't just get excited about seeing. You got to get to what you're seeing and inhabit it. Because the power is in the habitation. Amen. So you lock in the people who are there. We've got more and more people there. So more and more people are locking in. More and more people know how to go there. You got Friday night. Do you want to get in the Father's realm? Friday night, Justin is so thorough. He's way more thorough than I would be. I like to get there. Man, he'll take his time to there. Woo. But it's good because it teaches you the thoroughness of how to do this. There's a pathway. Don't start here and jump all the way to the Father's throne. Go to the throne of grace. There might be a few things he might want to deal with. I'm quite certain there would be. There was with me. I'm sure there might be something. He's got to deal with it. We got to get in his righteousness. So we move in him, not ourselves. Found in him, not in ourselves. You're not going to move very well if you're not in him. Because you're moving in you. You got to make the exchange. Throne of grace. Amen. But when we get to the Father's love, that's the beginning of everything. The depths of his love. The depths. The measurable love. Because when our Father loves you, we'll come make our abode. Kevin said, I was talking about that. God is going to come inhabit us. What's he waiting on? Us. He's waiting on us to be transformed enough where he can come and sit down on a body. You ever study revivals, how long they last? You ever study what happens to the place after the revival? Nobody ever wants to be there if the enemy came in and destroyed it. God wants habitation from heaven downward. He wants to love us. More in that room today, he said, this love is what you need now to finish. Because it's faith that works by love. I'm like, I need this love in the beginning because you're always going to need it. How about the story of Jesse Duplantis? This is remarkable because I never heard Jesse say this. But Jesse told him this. Gavin's dad said he was talking to Jesse. And during the encounter, that Jesse Duplantis was in heaven and the Lord was speaking to him. And he was at the Father's throne. He couldn't look upon the Father's face, but he was there. And the glory and the Lord was standing there. And he said the Lord left him and walked into the Father. Something happened. The Lord was talking and something happened. He got and he moved and left. And he went into the Father and came back. He says, I'm good now. He says, I'm good now. Where were we? And he picked up. Jesse told him that happened. Even the Lord constantly lives in his Father. We think he's the Lord. He's just full all the time. He constantly lives in the Father. All of heaven gathers around the throne of the Father to be caught up into him. We're never going to not need that. It's the source of all things. How much more we need that here? Feel that glory? How much more it's like we have to stop. I can't keep doing this way. I've got to get more of the Father. My faith got to a certain level and it's rolling, but the Father kicks in.
with his love and his honey and his glory. It's living, so everything comes to life from that realm. Your heart comes alive again. It's how you overcome. But it's also how you bring that realm here. So he says, how can I teach you how to bring that realm here if I can't get you there? Because that realm comes here the same way that I get you there. It's all revolving around the Father of lights. The Father of glory. The Father of love. We keep it. We refocus. If you want in, get the series, Mysteries of the Upper Room. Start listening to them over and over and over and over and over and over again. Even if you're falling out, listening, what you're doing is you're flooding the compass up. See, it's your compass. As you keep listening, listen. What happens, the Holy Spirit will go, whew. And when he does that, your heart will go, whoa. And when you get that, you can move now, because now you got a compass to move. Because now I can see, I'm inspired, and I can move to the inspiration. Right? Sometimes just reading these, you can meditate, but we need the inspiration. You need to come on Friday nights, Tuesdays, be inspired. These prayer meetings are there for a purpose. Well, I came one day and it wasn't as strong as another day. It's because we're plowing sometime. Join in the plowing field. Don't just come and eat the corn. Well, you didn't give me enough corn that day. I'm used to somebody giving me a whole bushel. Be a part of the field instead of just taking from it all up. Come in, hey, we're going to plow. There's a lot of these fields are plowed. I'm telling you right now, a lot of these fields are plowed. They're awesome. They're easy to move through because they're plowed now. It took years. Listen, 10 years to get the front half, 1 year to get down the back half. 10 to go up, 1 to come down. That's not a bad deal. They won't take you that long anymore. You can go right up now. A simulation of the culture of heaven. You can assimilate. You have to understand the culture and the words. You will get there if you want it bad enough. If you know it's a prize. The problem is people don't know the prize because they didn't see the fruit of it come yet. But I'm looking at the fruit, and I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I got it inside me. I've been in the Father in a future position. He's clothed me with a promised land. I'm carrying some real substance right now. You can't see it yet. I can because I'm wearing it. And it's going to get manifested. And what I wanted to talk to you about is all the way to manifestation phase, the 7 attributes of our rewarder. Carrying something from the Father that's generational, transformational. It's going to change everything. Boom. Out from the... I mean, you'd think God would start his first project out of this whole thing. He'd start something small. No. He's starting something impossible, huge, large, big. And when he comes, bam. There's the treasure. Boom, there it is. The treasure of the field didn't manifest it in the earth. Manifest generationally. Stuff people will work 100 lifetimes can't even contain to one day from that realm. It's incredible. It's creative. It's glorious. But he can't show you all that if he can't get you there. To the love, because the love then opens the glory realm of the Father. And the glory realm of the Father of all things. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there about John 14, 15, 16, 17 about answered prayer. There's 2 great things he's promising you there. 3, really. First, I'm going to introduce you to my Father. My Father will love you. Second thing is I'm going to teach you how to pray in there the way I prayed. Because not just going to say, Father, give me. You're going to go into the Father and you're going to see and be clothed in it before it happens. My Father will give it to you in that realm. The third thing is, I promise you, is I will manifest it for you here in the earth. The whole mystery of answered prayer is in those chapters. It's incredible. It's all there. Honey love can wipe out. I don't care what anybody does to you. Honey love, when you get to the honey love of the Father, it just wipes it out. Like you're brand new again. I'm like, you're brand new. I was in the middle of worship. I'm going to tell you, this happened. I don't care if you believe it or not. This morning, I flew in the spirit this morning. I spun like, and I started spinning and I got caught up in this realm of the Father. I'm like, whoa. And I saw all these cords cut off. He goes, and you live in this dimension. The enemy will always try to tie you down. He'll try to plug something into you. He'll try to throw a dart at you. He'll throw bugs. He goes, it's just the way it is. Because in my realm, I can spin all that out from you just like that. Because the problem is too many people are corded down in this realm. They don't live enough in my realm for me to set them truly free. So, in the throne of grace, there's a room above it. There's a room above the throne of grace. It's actually above it, the way I see it. And it's a white room. And that room, it, only thing I can see is something looks like the Father's throne. It's the room of his love, the room of his glory. Light emanates from him like this. And there's pillars that come across here like that. I see them every once in a while. I try not to focus on them. I just see that light. When I get in the midst of that light, it's the room of his glory, his love. It's the Father of lights. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh out from him. The Lord stands in him and with all his inheritances, and he releases himself through that light. And when he does that, that light comes out. There are things he told me about this because I'm just now touching this realm. He said, there are actually gifts that I have for you on any specific given day. Very specific gifts. If you'll stand in front of the Father of lights and receive from him, there are things that you can receive in that day that will only last for that day, and that's it. If you miss it, that's it. But it was for you. Specifically designed for you. Specifically designed to do something for you, either in that realm or in the earth. And you can receive every good gift, every perfect gift coming out from the Father of lights. And then there's no variableness, not a shadow of turning. And he says, my Father does not judge you. When you stand there, there is no judgment coming from the Father. He says, if there's anything to be judged, I would have already judged you. Otherwise, you couldn't stand there. He goes, but my Father, out from this light proceedeth gifts and good gifts and perfect gifts and glorious gifts. And I got caught up in one of those 2 days ago, and I got caught up in the honey, and I got translated into a future day of this year. And I was living in that day and the honey glory of that day. I don't know how to explain all that. It was so powerful and so beautiful. I want another one, because when I live in that day, I have a right to call that day into existence here. And I can't wait for that day to show up, because I'm going to live that day exactly the way I lived it in the Father. But it's going to be in the earth. But it came out with his love, his glory, and his honey presence. I'm saying this today to you. I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm telling you this to let you know in this realm, there's no limitation. In this realm, if you get and you focus on this alone, it will open things for you immeasurably for the rest of your life. But if you don't find this realm, you can spend all of your life wandering around something that was not God's best for you. And I'm setting a compass to tell you it's there. I say, when are we going to see it? I already see it. I have it inside me. I'm clothed in it. When you're going to see it? When the rewarder shows up. But it is going to show up here. But it needs to be experienced there. Father, I ask, I know that's tough. I know you have jobs and say, I know that. But I know also there are people with jobs making it up the mountain. I know, but it does require. Do you know what I did back in the day? I had to work. I put back in those, they had a little tape measure, tape thing, cassette tapes. I put it on my hip and I ran up. Because I was security guard, and I ran this little thing up here on my ear. It made me look official, like I'm, because all these corporate guys come in, and I was their big security guy. So I had to look official. Couldn't have. So I ran this little single thing up there, and they just thought, hey, I'm just communicating with, you know, on your behalf with headquarters.
what I was. But I would sit there and listen to 8 to 10 tapes a day. But I was feeding, constantly feeding. You feed your body 3 times a day. You should be feeding your spirit. But what it would do, it would cause an inspiration. And there were times I was waiting for that thing every day. There was this one time that I know would come that I would wait for it. I'd wait for that time for the inspiration, for the Holy Spirit to tap that one thing in the light bulb to go, bam. Now in this realm, back then it was, I was following my spiritual father, but in this realm when that light bulb goes, bam, guess what? You can go immediately to the place where the light bulb just turned on. Because the Holy Spirit will supply the faith and inspiration to release into that area. But you've got to keep that in you. And you won't do that if it's not important. But if it gets important enough, listen to me. When you see the fruit of it, show us how this works right now. Because it's real. And it's powerful. And the realm of the impossible will come out from heaven. And you won't even think about whether it was impossible or not. Because you don't live there. It's not impossible. Only here it's impossible. You don't think impossibility. That's why he wants you there. Amen. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.